Now to Neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking heat, stress, and cattle right after this. Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes here with a few tips about all the great information you can find on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. When you land on our front page, you'll notice right in the center column some of the latest agricultural news stories of the day. A lot of days we'll add 10 or 12 news stories that are relevant to Oklahoma and Southern Plains farmers and ranchers. Down from there, we've got the latest Beef Buzz report, as heard on many of our Radio Oklahoma Ag Network stations. Just below the Beef Buzz, you'll see some of the nearby calendar items that we've listed with a link to our full calendar page as well. Just below the calendar, we've got a listing of the latest Ron podcasts, which includes our morning farm and ranch news as heard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Finally, we've got a banner that allows you to click over to our Canola TV listing of episodes. From over the last year, you can go and see and hear what the experts have said about how to add canola into your crop rotation. OklahomaFarmReport.com. There's a lot to see and check out. Summertime's just a few days old, already been pretty hot. More hot weather sure to come here in July and into August, and cattle producers need to be aware of the possibility of heat stress in your herds. A lot of environmental and animal factors that come into play in creating that heat stress, so says beef veterinarian Dr. Larry Hollis. He says there's some signs you need to be looking for in your cattle for possible heat stress.
They're going to be off feed. One of the things that we'll commonly see, very commonly, is with them either standing in a water source, if they're pastured animals that have a pond available that they can go stand in, and they'll stand in the water to cool themselves, or if they're watering out of some sort of a tank, they'll be standing with their head over the water tank, trying to pick up a little coolness from that water. One of the things we'll notice is these animals, as this thing becomes progressive, is they'll start panting, or we'll see their respiratory rate start to increase. Once it increases past a certain point, then we're going to see that they start salivating, and so we'll notice them out there slobbering. And then they'll go to open-mouth breathing, and this, as it gets worse, they get progressive with these different signs.
Dr. Hollis tells us there are some management options out there that cattle producers can do to help prevent heat stress in your cattle herd.
First of all is to avoid gathering or working cattle during the heat of the day. Typically, what we want to do is start at first light and get done by 10 o'clock in the morning before it heats up any further. Another is to have an abundant supply of cold water. The operative word here is abundant, because cold water, drinking cold water, will allow the cattle to cool themselves off.
There are some other measures, according to Dr. Hollis, that can be taken to provide your cattle a greater level of comfort.
Another thing we need to do is make sure that we control flies. The flies are going to cause the cattle to bunch together, so they're going to dissipate heat less efficiently. And kind of as a last ditch measure, if we need to, we need to put sprinklers out there. Yard sprinklers will work, but the thing we want to make sure is whatever type of sprinkler system that we have, that it creates large droplets of water, because we want to get the animals wet all the way to the skin. If all we do is get kind of a mist or get the water standing on the hair, it actually makes it worse for the cattle. So we've got to get water to the skin before it will actually cool the animal.
Dr. Hollis has one other last-ditch idea, and you may want to actually check with your local fire department ahead of time to say, is this okay or not? But he says you may want to actually call in that local fire department to bring their water hoses in and thoroughly soak those animals if they're facing catastrophe when it comes to heat stress. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
You gotta love lean beef. 29 tantalizing cuts, each delivering a delicious all its own. 29 different paths to a protein-packed dinner time. From the tenderest of tenderloins to top-notch top round, there are 29 lean reasons to get the grill going that make beef one powerful protein. Learn to love them all. Beef, it's what's for dinner.
Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council. For more information, visit us at oklabeef.org.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.